Before I speak to Colin Doyle, Rebecca Doyle has tweeted to say, telling Colin Doyle, don't care if he only had 2 hours sleep, he's taking me to Italian Bradford tonight.
Negative.
Take to bed.
I go to bed.
I tell you what, they love to work you hard, don't they? Because gone halfway around the world, now you're doing the press duties as well. What's your last 24 hours been like, Colin? A whirlwind?
Yeah, it's been pleasing, to be honest, because look, it's been an honour, obviously, playing last night for my country, and it's been over 10 years since me first cap. So, I was pleased, and then come back here today, and after a few flights, we flew into Zagreb to refuel, had to wait there, and into Dublin this morning at 5 o'clock, and then Leeds Bradford landed at 9 o'clock this morning, so didn't have much sleep. Got a couple of hours when I got back home. So, it was pleasing that we ended up getting the right result, because it's what we need to push on to try and get into those playoffs.
It all feels worthwhile, I should have think, now.
It does now, yeah. But I just had a feeling we'd win, and even a clean sheet. I just, for some, just because of what happened, obviously, yesterday, and I just had some sort of feeling that we could win today. One, and it was a great strike, obviously, from Dom. So, it's obviously pleasing personally, and more importantly, it's pleasing because we needed that win to try and get us going again.
It was a real team effort today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was tough. Last 20 minutes, the lads got me out of a hole a couple of times because I just couldn't move. My legs were...
I could see you stretching. Yeah, it's not just the fact you've played. It's obviously you trained day in, day out, but then you sat on the plane for a number of hours as well,
90 minutes last night, and it's a 6-hour journey to Dublin, and then waiting in the airport another hour back here. It takes it out of you. So, yeah, my legs were like lead last 20 minutes. Couldn't kick the ball, couldn't move. So, it was pleasing to get the clean sheet, and we just got to build on that now. We've got another tough game Thursday night, which is going to be difficult. But, the lads will be confident going into that, and hopefully we can get a result there as well.
What response, Dom Pollyon? The gaffer says he's been knocking on his door. He likes a bit of a whinge. He's a bit of a character, but stuck one in. What a belter. And you get a good view of that, Colin, as well, didn't
you? Yeah, I was right behind as soon as he got it through the lad's legs, didn't he? So as soon as it went through the lad's legs, there was no way the keeper was going to save it. I was right behind it. So that's Dom. He'll hit it back. Whether he's 2 yards out or 20 yards out, he'll always hit it hard. That's what he does. So luckily today, sometimes it can end up in roll Z, but today it ended up in the bottom corner. So no, credit to him. And we definitely needed that because it gives us 3 points and it puts us in a healthy position now for the last 9 games.
It's astonishing, isn't it, with results going our way. I know you've probably not studied the table, but what, 4 points with a game in hand and teams above us, it's still on, isn't it, if we find the form. We've got to find the form.
Yeah, we probably weren't fantastic today performance wise, but at the end of the day we got the win, which we needed, because going into that changing room for the last couple of months has been difficult after games because we haven't been winning.
Yep.
We picked up a draw here and there, which weren't bad at Charlton, but you need to win football games to get where you want to be, and we know we want to be in the playoffs. So hopefully now that little screamer from Dom in the bottom corner can start a little run off, and who knows, come the end of the season, where we'll be.
What's the contrast in the dressing room from Monday night, where there was probably a little bit of finger pointing to tonight?
Yeah, when it was deservedly so. Like first half against Donny, we probably could have been 2 or 3 up, where we probably needed to take our chances. And Gaffer gave us a good rollicking, even Snoddy gave us a good rollicking on Monday night, which we needed, because second half was atrocious, to be honest. So it's difficult. And I was even going into the shower today, and Snoddy was walking in front of me, and I said, "It's amazing what a win does for a changing room," because straight away the music was on, the lads are, well, I wouldn't say dancing, but they got a spring in their step, you know what I mean? They're chatting, they're laughing, so it's big, and we just got to take that bit of belief now into Thursday night and see if we can get a positive result.
He was on DJ duties because Adam Chickson's
away,
isn't
Chicks
he?
Away. I think it was Gilly today, and it was awful. Also, he was playing, it was awful.
Two good displays from you, just talking personally as well, and you started off with that. I know you were busy yesterday, but a couple of good saves as well today. But yesterday, what was the better performance?
To be honest, yesterday was... all the shots were sort of long. There was a couple of right, sort of edge of box shots I had to get down and push away, but all the other shots were sort of long distance shots that were sort of straight at me. So
slightly busier today.
Probably similar, to be honest. I think there was a couple, one in header in the first half, and then there was one that sort of bounced awkwardly in front of me in the second half. But no, that's what you're there to do. You're there to make saves, and it's about time we've got a clean sheet, and it's about time the chairman's putting his hand in his pocket, paying the lads a few clean sheet bonuses.
Yeah, so, who's getting your air miles, though?
Yeah, no, the club probably already booked that already.
What was going through your mind when they got the free kick in the 92nd
Please
minute?
Please don't score. Yeah. Because it was when I should have come. I should have come for that at the end, but I made my mind up straight away that I dropped off and I couldn't go again because I was
talking
were like
to
lead.
The guys, killer in front of you, and saying, "Listen, I'm out."
Yeah, they're shouting me, "You need to come." Yeah. And I just said, "Look, I can't. My legs are gone." So, and I was just thinking, just please do not score. Even everyone, Macca was talking in the wall to Romain, saying, "If this goes in, I'm just walking into the change room." Yeah. So, Callum charged well, and Callum was fantastic today.
Yeah, brilliant.
His energy and. He got a good block on it and put it out for a corner, and then we got that bit of luck in the end, which we needed because we haven't been going for us lately. When he put that little chance at the end past the post, which I don't know how he missed. So
yeah, went over the top of it, I think.
Yeah, so I don't know where it just didn't bounce or what. So that's what we needed. We needed a bit of luck, and we certainly got it today. And who knows now where we can build on this.
Well, Blackburn's going to be a tough test. Another clean sheet would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. There was a couple of Blackburn lads away with me. Derek and Dara were both away with me.
Giving you a bit
with
of stick.
Ireland, so we kept on about Thursday. And I said, don't worry, our star striker's back Thursday, so you'll have a handful to play left back and centre half. So, no, obviously it'd be good to get Charlie back as well. Because
We have missed him, there's no doubt about
it. We missed that physical presence up top, do you know what I mean? Coy, to be fair to him, when he come on, chucked himself about. Yep. But you do miss Charlie when you're playing balls up to the front, and sometimes it's bouncing off, no disrespect to Shea or whatever, but there.
It's not his game.
No, he's 4'2" and the centre half are 6'2", so it's difficult for him, whereas Chaz is obviously the more presence and more physical, so I'm sure if he comes back in, he'll give us a big boost as well.
And the missus will have missed you as well. Thank her, she's going to have to look after you tonight. He's still taking her out, Colin.
Easy ride she had. Her mum and dad were up, so... No, she didn't, actually. I had to get a taxi, so...
You stay taking her out tonight. It'd be nice to celebrate,
see,
wouldn't it, like?
Look, it's 24 hours. It's a dream come true, to be honest. Playing my country, and it would have been nice to probably keep a clean sheet there, maybe 0-0, or we had a great chance. After 20 minutes, Scott Ogan went around the keeper and put it in the side net, and... Even if we got a draw, it would have been a positive result because we had a few debuts as well. And to come here and finally get a win and keep a clean sheet, it's no better 24 hours I could ask for, really. So, it's pleasing. But more importantly, it's got us our first win in a long time, and hopefully now we can build on it.
Yeah, well, you probably get a free meal anyway. You're going Bradford tonight after that show of commitment. Listen, great speech to you. We'll let you get off. You've had a busy 24 hours. Good luck on Thursday, mate.
You miss me on the comms.
Always.
Well, have they been up to my standard?
Not quite. I was going to say not quite. You wouldn't have been able to speak in the end, would you, when there was the free kick in the end?
No.
Top man, Colin Doyle, join us. Pulse 2 Match Day Live. We'll let him get off, put his feet up. He's had a...